The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. A wireless code message has been received at the headquarters of the Fighting Dutch Underground on the island of Java. This message contained orders for Jungle Jim and his United Nations guerrilla experts to leave Java and return to China. Their chief problem is how to carry out the order, for there is no transportation at their disposal. But at the moment, they face a more immediate danger. Unaware of their presence, an enemy motorized unit has chosen their base for a bivouac. Jim and the others watch grimly as three Jap officers blissfully approach their hiding place.
What do you say, Jim? Shall I sneak out the back and try to warn the others?
No time, Mac. Besides, the three monkeys would spot you for sure.
Yeah, we dare not shoot. The noise would bring the entire unit on our unhappy heads.
I just hope they don't find the armored car we swiped from them.
We're sunk if they do.
Them nearly here, Plungin.
They have seen the steps. They will be down here in a moment.
Let's get set for them, then.
Any ideas?
An Army 45 has more uses than just shooting, Mac.
It's good. Let's get back against the wall.
Right. Keep out of sight now. It's dark on those stairs.
And the darkness is our friend, eh? Excellent.
I get it. They'll have to grope down the stairs single file. And when they do, we bop them on the noggin.
But hard. Kolo, you and Sing Lee take that side. Mac and I will be over here.
They're coming, all right.
Watch yourselves now.
Shh.
Good work, Cole. Now, drag them out of the way.
Swell. Two down, one to go.
That's it. Drag them out of the way.
Be careful, Jim.
Look out, Mac. He's got a knife.
Oh, Mac will take care of him.
Now, Mac, quickly.
Oh. Yeah, there always has to be a wise guy in the crowd, huh?
He got wise when he heard us take care of his playmates. Tie him up. Gag him, Kolo.
You do, Tuan. You got good right cross, Mac.
Hey, we must join the others, Jim. Every moment is precious gold.
Right. Mac, stay here with Kolo. Dismantle the radio and destroy everything the Japs would be able to use.
Well, go, Jim. Where will you be?
In the grove with the others.
Let us leave armored car.
Right, Kolo. Get there as soon as you can. Come on, Singh.
We'll be with you in about 10 minutes. If you've got those apes tied up, Kolo, let's get to work on this here radio.
A moment, Jim. My eyes are not used to the sunlight.
Okay. We'll stay here a minute till they are.
Too bad, Inspector. Throw out all this medicine,
Mac.
But that's needing it so bad.
You know, see? It's too bad we can't stop at a corner drugstore and pick up a pair of sunglasses.
I have heard of your American drugstore, Jim. That is where your famous cowboys are to be found, I believe.
Huh? Cowboys? Oh, drugstore cowboys. No, Sing. That isn't quite right.
But I have heard.
I know. I'll explain it to you sometime. Tell me, how are your eyes?
I can see now.
All right. Then let's make a sprint for those rasamala trees to the left. You all set?
Go ahead.
So far, so good.
Yes, these trees will protect us. But I do not like this silence, my friend.
I was thinking the same thing. But if the Japs found Thompson and the others, we'd have heard shooting.
Perhaps. Ongla.
What's wrong?
Something moving through the trees to your right.
To the... Yeah. Better release your safety catch.
And never fear. Observe. Say it is again.
Coming this way, all right.
No doubt a Japanese sentry.
Maybe we better shoot first and ask...
Sabi!
Is that you, Jin?
Yes, over here.
Best to keep your voice down. Make no noise. You're armed, I hope.
Armed? Of course we are. What?
Shh.
Unfortunately, I am not.
What is it, Sabe?
In the clearing where you left the car.
Well?
Two Japanese machine gunners have found it, Jim.
Well knowing that without the armored car, his plans are useless, Jim stares helplessly at his two friends. But Jim is not the man to give in to helpless rage, as we'll see in just a moment. You know, if the folks at your house are like they are in mine, your whole family enjoys a little healthy laziness on Sunday morning. You don't have to rush off to school or work. There's always something special for breakfast. And best of all, there's that bundle of news and entertainment, the Sunday paper. And 15 of the leading Sunday papers have taken out insurance on your entertainment by bringing you the Comic Weekly. If your folks are like mine, the only thing they're in a hurry about on Sunday morning is to see who's first at the funnies. And no wonder folks of all ages are in a rush to see the Comic Weekly. Its brilliant full-color pages contain more than 24 of your favorite features. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. Features that make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. Why not get the Comic Weekly habit yourself? 15 million steady readers can tell you that you can't go wrong. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the island of Java and Jungle Jim.
There, Jim, see? They're examining the car.
Wondering how it got here, no doubt.
You sure there were only two of them, Sabi?
Quite sure. They were making a routine patrol when they discovered the car.
What? Them been leaving car, returning to others.
That means the rest of them will be here in a few minutes.
A few minutes is all we need, Sabi.
Them going.
Yeah, we'd better let the others know we're here. Kolo.
Okay, Tuan.
All right, head for the car, but keep undercover.
Say, the three we took care of back in that cellar will be coming out of their beauty nap about now.
Right. Any minute now, this place won't be healthy for us.
There's Thompson. Trina's with him.
The junkie of Vandervent.
Okay. Get set for a bumpy ride. We'll have to take the back trail and hit the main road south of here.
Where us go then, Tuan Jim?
To the airfield, this side of Bandung. We get there in one piece. Our next job is to borrow one of their crates and head across the straits. We'll worry about reaching China after we're in the air. And I don't think all the worrying in the world is ever going to get us there by a stolen plane.
Is that our baby, Jim?
Yes, Mac, that nearest one. Three of the ground crew are just climbing into it.
Rather a tall order to help ourselves to a Japanese bomber, isn't it?
All we can do is try, Salvi. They're getting set to take off for their regular twilight patrol.
That means the crews will be in the briefing room.
Right. Now, when the time comes, Jungler Vandervant and his men will set fire to the armored car. They'll send it rolling down the hill behind us so it crashes into that nearest hangar.
And you depend on the confusion which will follow to enable us to reach the plane?
That's the idea, Singh. The Sabi here says it's a tall order.
True, but after all, our choice of plans was limited.
The ground crew is climbing out now. What's Vandervant waiting for?
Hey, that's funny. Why did only two of the ground crew come out? Where's the third one?
I think only two went aboard.
No, I'm positive I saw three of them going up.
Look, Tuan. Rolling down the hill.
It's the car.
Get ready. You all know what to do.
Looks like a flaming comet.
But the Dutch have done their part. Now it is up to us.
Watch it now. Watch it. Let's go. Come on, Thompson.
This way, cover.
Quick, Tuan.
I'm right here.
Boy, look at him run.
That hangar is a blazing inferno.
Never mind them. Into the plane. Hurry.
They've spotted us. Get going, miss.
This way, Jim. Take the controls.
Right. Make sure we're all aboard.
Come back. Take the starboard waist gun. Thompson, take the tail gun.
That's it, cover. In you get.
Get that panel closed.
All set, Jim. Give me the gun.
Hang on. Sink. Tell them to get those guns going.
Now, if our luck holds out.
Oh, we got this far. See if you get the intercom to work.
I will. But they're bound to come after us.
I've got a few notions about that, too.
Oh, hello? Can any of you hear me?
This is Max, Sing. You're coming over fine.
But can you see the field back there?
No, not from here.
Try the tail gun, Singh.
Hello? Is that you, Thompson?
No, this is Sabi at the port gun.
Never mind, Singh. I can bank now.
Ah, see, Jim? The crews are rushing to the other planes.
Yeah, one of them's taking off. Give me that thing.
Yeah.
Hello? Pilot to crew. Pilot to crew. Plane taking off at 12 o'clock. Give it the works.
Jim, have you retracted the landing gear?
Sure, all set.
Then why are we dragging like this?
The bomb bay is opening, that's why.
You opened it?
Sure, as soon as we took off. Hang on, you'll see why. Pilot to crew, I'm releasing bombs. Get ready to strafe that plane. There goes one of them. Now for number two. Now if we can knock out this buzzard straight ahead, we're on our way.
Tuan Jim, this been Kolo at tail gun. You get two good hits on runway.
Thanks, Kolo. Where's Tom Sun?
I don't know, Tuan.
Oh, there's the plane, Jim. He's trying to bank into the sun.
I let him. Pilot to crew. Plane is at 1 o'clock. Give him the works.
Watch him, Kolo. Give him the sting from our tail.
There he goes, Jim.
Can you see him?
Yes. Black smoke pouring out behind him. He's going into a nosedive.
This been Kolo, Tuan. Jap fella soon be with ancestors.
Good work, Kolo. Did he do any damage?
Not back here, Tuan.
How about you, Mac?
Nope. I never even saw him.
This is Sabi. No damage here. His aim was low.
Roger. Well, looks like we made it to that thing. What the...
Something wrong?
Pilot to McGovern. Hey, Mac. Check the bomb bay for me. I can't get the doors closed.
Okay, Jim. We'll go.
Subby said his aim was low. Perhaps his bullets ripped the bomb bay, Jim.
Yeah, it could be, Sing. It worked fine when I opened it. Pilot to crew. Pilot to crew. Keep your eyes open for zeros. They're not going to let us get away with this if they can help it.
McGovern to pilot. McGovern to pilot. Can you hear me, Jim?
Come ahead, Mac. Are you in the bomb bay?
Yes. And if I hadn't come down, Tom's son would have fallen out.
What?
He's got a cut on his forehead. Looks like a knife wound. Jim, I...
Hello. Hello, Mac. Mac, come in, Mac. Singley, take the stick. Looks like trouble's aboard with us.